Tourism Linkages Network working to boost Blue Mountain coffee consumption among tourists. Find out more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. That's the sound of some rich Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, considered by many the best in the world. Recent studies says 88% of the world's travelers travel for food experiences. And to appeal to food travelers, the government is looking to incorporate more Jamaican coffee into its gastronomy mix. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says pairing coffee with Destination Jamaica is a sure winner.
And so I have instructed the Linkage Council to work with the coffee industry and to look at how we can get more coffee, more Jamaican coffee in all the hotels. But beyond that, they can also provide opportunities for sale in branded partners that are not just in Jamaica, are all over the Caribbean, all over the Americas, arguably all over the world.
Partnering with local hotel brands, the minister says, has its advantages, as most of the hotel chains have affiliates worldwide.
That represents an opportunity for Blue Mountain coffee to be all over the world in hotels as well. So we think that if we develop and pursue an arrangement with our local hotels, we will be able to expand the market for our local coffee farmers and offer a better opportunity for them to be stable and to do better.
He adds that increasing coffee consumption in Jamaica will go a far way towards helping Jamaica retain more of the tourism dollar.
Already, we have a retention of 30%, which is the highest value added anyway for any industry in the country at the moment. But we have great potential to go higher, to go up to 40 to 50%. And if we are able to do that, as we are projecting over the next 5 years, it would mean that a significant growth in terms of job creation, as well as in terms of revenue flows into the island.
The plan to achieve increased coffee sales requires the collection of proper data on the consumption patterns of visitors.
The team and the linkages is actually meeting with all the procurement departments of the hotels for them to get quantitative regarding coffee consumption. And that will go a long way in identifying what the size of the demand is and consequently how we can work with farmers on a price structure that will be efficient for all.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. In tourism news this week, the tourism product development company TPDECO officially launched the Jamaica Center of Tourism Innovation, JCTI. The center was created to increase access to supervisory and management jobs in tourism among graduates working in the field. The Tourism Training Center will be open to tertiary-level graduates who have completed their studies in hospitality management and culinary arts. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, we visit Stony Gut, St. Thomas. Stony Gut is the birthplace of Jamaica's national hero, Paul Bogle. He was a deacon of the Baptist Church located in the same village. It was in this village that what was later called the Morant Bay Rebellion began. Paul Bogle, his brother Moses Bogle, and the people of Stony Gut walked to Spanish Town to air their grievances against the injustices and oppression faced in the parish to the island's then Governor General Edward Ayre. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.